baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
From hidden gems to can't-miss classics, it's time to hit the road. This is Best of the Midwest.
Our Best of the Midwest series on Thursdays takes you to places in the Midwest, sometimes as far away as Ohio, sometimes nearby in the Chicago immediate area. What's the best of the Midwest? What's a good little getaway for you and your family? And today we go to Lake Delton, Wisconsin, to the Ishnala Supper Club. Bob Prosser is on a phone. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hello, John. Great to hear from you. Thanks for having us on today.
Never heard of the Ishnala Supper Club. What is that?
That is the number one supper club in Wisconsin, located in Lake Delton, Wisconsin, which is right in the Wisconsin Dells area.
I see.
50,827 old-fashions we have sold through yesterday.
57,000 old-fashions?
50,827. We're on a pace to do about 110,000 this year in 200 days.
We sell
a few old fashions.
What's the record? You got a number you're shooting for there, Bob?
Well, we sold in 24. We sold 118,502. So that's always the goal, is try and beat the best. But we sold 108 last year, and we're at about a pace about 110,000. But the most important thing is we have four bars, and every single one of those old-fashioned will taste exactly the same, no matter what bartender serves it or what bar you're at, because we want to be consistent, and that's what we do with our food and our booze every single time you order something.
Mm. I think the old-fashioneds are better in the horseshoe bar inside than on the decks. The decks are great, but I want to be sitting at the bar inside.
Well, that's a personal preference, and a lot of people love that bar, the original bar inside called the Arrowhead Bar. That is pretty cool. The setting is great. It's historic. It's been there the longest. It's just a neat place to sit, see the view, and enjoy a nice old-fashioned with some of our great appetizers, like our Prime Spears, that is sliced prime rib with four cheeses wrapped around an asparagus spear.
Yeah.
It's a great appetizer to wait while you're waiting for dinner.
Yeah, we had those last time we were there last year. So you've talked about the sale of the drinks, but how's business been? Are the crowds still there?
Business has been great. We're right about the same pace as last year, and we're selling a lot of our dinner for two this year. For whatever reason, that has become very, very popular. It always has been, but now it's approaching the number one right behind the filet, which is a 24-ounce ribeye, two lobster tails. It's a great presentation. It's a great thing to share with whoever you come with.
Okay,
It's fantastic.
So the dinner for two is a 24-ounce ribeye and two lobster tails? Is that what you said?
Yep, 24-ounce ribeye and two lobster tails. With your choice of salad, upgraded salad Caesar or the wedge, and then asparagus spears for your vegetable. It's a great meal. It's awesome. Our ribeye has probably got 50 days age on it, which makes it more tender and flavorful. It'll be the best steak you'll ever have. I mean, that's my favorite is the ribeye. Now, I don't do the 24-ounce all the time. I'll do the 16-ounce. Because 24 ounces is a lot. I'm not sharing it with anybody, but it's one of the most flavorful steaks you'll ever have.
So how far do people come from? I mean, I'm in Chicago, you're in Wisconsin, and you're not that far away. It's a short drive. But, I mean, I know that a lot of our WGN radio listeners make the trip to Ishnala, or they come down from somewhere in Wisconsin. But have they heard it in Indianapolis? Do folks drive over like that?
Absolutely. I think last week I had somebody from Indianapolis, and I had asked them about a great place in Indianapolis called St. Elmo's, and they were very familiar with it. So Indianapolis, Ohio, Iowa, and we'll get people from California that are visiting family, but their family insists, well, we got to go to Ishnala while you're here. So they come from all over the country, and you have a great reach with WGN, so all of your listeners within that reach hear about us all the time, and they come visit us.
Yeah, I should do commercials for St. Elmo's on that shrimp cocktail they got there, right?
Oh, my God, with that horseradish?
Yeah,
holy cow.
Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, but that it's funny, too, because there are just some destination restaurants. And we have so many great restaurants in Chicago, I don't know that people come here for one per se. Everybody's got their favorite. But Ishnala and Lake Delton is the reason some people get in their car. St. Elmo's in Indianapolis is another example. I think it's really... hard to build a brand like that and then also to maintain the customers. Like now you got to deliver every single time, don't you, Bob?
Well, and the expectations, because we're very well known and we've been there for 73 years, the expectations are very, very high. So we work really hard on training our staff all the time, constantly, every year. In the beginning of the year, we spend 6 weeks before we even open training staff. Even if 95% of my staff returns, which they do every year, we still go through the whole process because the expectation is so high and we want to do a great job. We want everybody to have the Ishnala experience, that is to come and relax, unplug, turn your phone off, enjoy the view, enjoy the old fashions, the appetizers, have a nice dining experience. And as you mentioned, a lot of people do just come just for us. They'll get one of the hotels close by and or Uber it so they can have a few of the old fashions.
Well, yeah.
And speaking of, yeah, so you want to be, you know, responsible, but we also have new spirit-free elixir here. You know, we've got an orange cream fizz and a lavender limosa and a Mirror Lake spritzer because some of the folks don't want to drink, and that's okay, and you can get a new fashion, which is non-alcoholic, old-fashioned.
Oh, nice. So, a new fashion.
Yeah, and then we did the same thing with our ice cream drinks. We have a grasshopper and a toasted caramel canoe, which is our signature ice cream drink. Both of them can now get without alcohol. So we've opened up a whole new area for people to enjoy our ice cream drinks.
It's a good idea.
They don't necessarily want to drink.
Yeah. 847 said, we love Ishnala. Tell Bob Prosser, I have a former employee here with me, Sandra Sweeney, who worked for him for 25 years. She enjoyed working with him and loved going up to Ishnala. How about that, Bobby?
Sandra Sweeney worked for me in the banquet department in Rockford, Illinois for 25 years at the Hoffman House. Absolutely. That's awesome. Yeah. Hello, Sandra. How you doing?
How many employees do you have, Bob Prosser?
Overall, 250 in our company, but at Ishnala, about 120.
What's the last day that you're going to be open this year?
October 25th will be the last day for this season.
Okay.
Do people... So you still have opportunity of a little less than 3 months to come and watch, come and see us and have a great time and experience at Ishnala.
Boy, you probably want to make your reservations now then, huh, Bob?
Yeah, exactly, John. Thank you for always saying that. Reservation. Don't even say that word. I don't like it when people say that word when they walk in the door. Oh, we have reservations. Ah!
Where did they get that joke? Who told them to say that?
Oh, I don't know. I think somebody always says it on the radio when I'm talking to them. I'm not sure who it is.
Yeah, it's Steve Bertrand's idea. Steve wants me about that.
Blame Steve. There you go.
Okay, so they famously don't, and they don't care, and you don't care. You go there, you wait in the bar, you take in the view, you have a cocktail or an alcohol-free spritz, and then they'll call your name and number, and off you go to the Ishnala Supper Club in Lake Delton, Wisconsin. It's perched on a sandstone bluff and overlooks Mirror Lake. Nice to talk to you, Bob. Keep doing what you're doing.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Couldn't resist.